Let that be a lesson to you, boys and girls. Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
In the house for the next about 50 minutes, broadcasting live from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. And I have to apologize, I'm not quite as lucid as maybe normally. I'm in concussion protocol. I think I banged my head and woke up in Neverland. Hey, Tinkerbell. Captain Hook, what up, bruh? I am dumbfounded by anyone who is against the signing of Colin Kaepernick. Nate Sudfeld? Seriously? They do better with Jerry Seinfeld in the lineup. Nate Sudfeld, let me go over his professional numbers. Let's see. He's 0 for 0, a completion percentage of 0. Let me see. Touchdowns, 0. All right, no interceptions. That's good. Rushing yards, 0. Rushing attempts, 0. Passes in the National Football League, 0. 0. Colin Kaepernick now protested for what he deems are the wrongdoings against African Americans and minorities. We all know that. He knelt during the national anthem. He is your best bet to back up Nick Foles, period. End of story. Carson Wentz is gone. He's done. He doesn't exist anymore. You know what Carson Wentz did for the last 25 years of his life? Counterintelligence. There is no Carson Wentz. He's hanging out with Markinson. All right, so it's time to get behind Nick Foles. I get all that. Let me define first what it is to be an Eagle fan. As an Eagle fan, you root for the decals on the helmet, not the name on the back. It's all about getting behind the helmet. The Eagles are in the business of winning football games. It's that simple. And as a fan, the only thing you should care about is winning football games. Again, it's that simple. If not, get off the fan wagon now. We don't need you. Go find a non-football related hobby. I can't believe what I heard today on Mikey and Mrs. Show. Some of the callers calling in and, you know, protesting Colin Kaepernick, the signing of Colin Kaepernick. Are you serious? With the play of Big V, Sayamalu, Chance Warmack, you know, if Wiz can't get his ankle right, Eagles are one missed block away from Nate Sudfeld. Let me repeat that. The Eagles are one missed block away from Nate Sudfeld. Now, did the Eagles have a chance of winning the Super Bowl? Of course they do. They're going to have home field throughout. They're going to have the number one seed. I'm guaranteeing right here, right now, they're making the NFC title game, and it's going to be at home at the Link. Nick Foles, again, one missed block away from hanging out with Carson Wentz and Markinson. Nate Sudfeld. Are you serious, Nate Sudfeld? And I'm hearing that Colin Kaepernick, he's going to create distractions. And what does that mean, distractions? In fact, it might be better off that way. He's going to attract the attention while the team can focus on football. Distractions of a third-string quarterback? You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. You're going to vote for morality over winning football games? I must be tripping. I must be tripping. The NFL employs domestic abusers, criminals, drug heads, addicts. And you don't want to sign Carson Wentz because he protested the treatment of African Americans and minorities by kneeling during the national anthem? And it's not a military thing. Are you that small-minded? And I don't want to hear someone call up with a Nathan Jessup armed tank division ready to railroad me because they were in the military. I get all that. I appreciate anyone who was in the military, and I'm not in a position really to tell you how to feel. I personally don't think it's about the military, because there are a lot of folks who aren't in the military who were offended by Colin Kaepernick and him protesting and him sitting during the national anthem. I was not one of them. I am not one of them. And I'll always stand to salute the flag. This country is so effed up beyond belief, but I still respect the idea that this country was founded on. It's the idea. One of them is to let Carson or Colin Kaepernick do what he did, express himself. So to not want to sign Colin Kaepernick because of that reason, you've got to be kidding me.
I agree.
Michael Vick spent 23 months in Fort Leavenworth. They brought him back. The Eagles employed him to run the Wildcat as a third-string quarterback behind Donovan and Kevin Cobb.
Uh-oh.
Soon thereafter, he was the starting quarterback of this team. Took them to a playoff game. They lost to the Packers in that game. He had that ridiculous night in Washington. He wasn't perfect, but it is high priority to have a decent third-string quarterback. I'm not even going to say he's going to be the second-string quarterback right away. Can deactivate him while he prepares himself. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot go into the next game with Nate Sudfeld as your backup quarterback. Just can't do it. It is incredibly irresponsible of the Philadelphia Eagles to go into the very next game with Nate Sudfeld as your backup quarterback. It's irresponsible to hold a practice with Nate Sudfeld as your backup quarterback. Cannot stress the importance of a quality backup quarterback to Nick Foles. I don't know if Foles is going to carry this team past the NFC title game. I don't know if he's going to win a Super Bowl. My expectations have been lowered significantly with the injury to Carson Wentz. But Nick Foles is one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league. He could start for some teams. He could start for some teams, Nick Foles could. He struggled in St. Louis. I get all that. Played well with the Chiefs when Doug Peterson Andy Reid actually brought him in to play for the Chiefs. Played pretty well. Understands the system. You know, it is time. I don't really care if you get behind Nick Foles. I really don't. It's not going to affect the success or failure of this team. I think it should. Anyone who has bailed because Carson Wentz is no longer the quarterback of this team, get off the fan wagon. Don't need you. Joe Stazak here till 6:50, 610-632-0975. Can I remind some folks? Let's go over a couple games. 2010 NFC title game. Jay Cutler goes down. Remember, he was on the sidelines with that maybe a phantom knee injury, and he sat on the bench with a big old jacket over him, and everyone criticized him for, well, one being, how else can I say this, the P word? Caleb Haney was the backup that day. Caleb Haney was the backup that day. Two interceptions and threw a pick six. Cost him the game. They lost 21-14. It's my point that you need a good backup quarterback, and the Eagles have a good backup quarterback. He's not Carson Wentz. I get all that. He's a good backup quarterback. Now he's the starter. You need a good backup quarterback. 2015 playoffs, Cardinals and Panthers. Carson Palmer out with an injury. Drew Stanton, backup quarterback, also out with an injury. Ryan Lindley. Ryan Lindley put up 78 yards of total offense, the lowest in NFL history for a playoff game.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. How did they make out having Ryan Lindley as a third string quarterback? Cap's your guy. Plain and simple. Cap is your guy. From 2012 to 2016, he averaged almost 35 yards rushing per game. You don't think you need a mobile quarterback back there, possibly with the play of Big V lately and Sayamalu in that last game? Chance Warmack, if Wiz can't play? 13 rushing touchdowns, a passer rating of 88.9. Last year, 16 touchdowns, 4 picks in 12 games. He rushed for 468 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground. NFC title game, 49ers and Seahawks. 130 rushing yards, kept them in the game. The Seahawks were a much better team than the Niners that year. That was the year after the Niners went to the Super Bowl. He had big numbers in the Super Bowl, too. 16 of 28, 302 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He also rushed for a touchdown, 62 yards. Quarterback rating of 70.3. He's been to a Super Bowl. Nate Sudfeld hasn't even been to a Big Ten championship game. Not one NFL pass. Not one. Hey, that's great. 61 touchdowns at Indiana, almost 8,000 yards at IU. That's great, guys. I feel really good about that. The Eagles are incredibly irresponsible for going into the next game with Nate Sudfeld as their quarterback. They better have a plan, a better plan than what we're seeing. Because that ain't going to work. You think you were bummed when Carson Wentz went down? How you going to feel about Nate Sudfeld taking your team? I heard a caller call in on Mikey Miss's show today. John DeFilippo, he's been working with him, and, you know, he's been working on... What? What? I'm sure DeFilippo can simulate game action. And the quotes today from Nate Sudfeld, priceless. He's not big enough to actually have audio of him. Says he's real confident. He's going to step in. He's been preparing for this all of his life. Been preparing all season to step in if possible. Yeah, that's good, Nate. Good luck to you, my friend. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Steven Allentown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Steven?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Not bad, man. Not bad. You know, really, really torn right now. I mean, there's, you know, obviously this is the big subject of talk right now in Philly. And, you know, one of the questions I had right now, and, you know, maybe people have been talking about it, but, obviously, you know, Nasty Nate, man, we don't want him in the back. At the same time, I'm slightly apprehensive about Kaepernick, but, my question to you is, and I couldn't talk to anybody else, but are there other viable options out there in the market right now besides for somebody like Kaepernick?
RG3 and maybe Tony Romo.
All right. You know what? I mean, I heard the rumors, the Romo thing. I didn't know about RG3, but what do you think about a guy like RG3 over Kaepernick? I mean, would that be somewhat of an equivalent to you?
It's better than Nate Sudfeld. Steven, I appreciate it, man. I got to get to some other callers. He's a better option than Nate Sudfeld. Now, neither are in the league. I get it. Colin Kaepernick's not in the league. He wants to sue the league for collusion. He'll never win that. All he has to do, though, is get two owners who have colluded against him, and he might have a case. He'll never prove that. Who cares anyway about collusion? He gives you a better chance of winning than Nate Sudfeld. Tony Romo coming out of the broadcasting booth gives you a better chance of winning than Nate Sudfeld. I can't stress that enough. Dan in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to, you know, talk about Wentz's return and what he needs to do differently and how he can, you know, stay healthy and go forward. And, you know, we got to rally behind Nick Foles, as we do. And as Philly fans, you know, we should be used to this by now. Where just, you know, the most horrible case scenario happens. But with Nick Foles, I like what I see. I mean, I've seen him play for us before. I have a lot of faith in him. And I think we can do well. I'm not sure if we can win at all. But when Wentz comes back, the only thing he needs to do differently is he just needs to get down. He can run. He can still scramble. He can still, you know, QB sneak, whatever. Just get down or get rid of the ball in the pocket under pressure. He takes a lot of hits. And I think, you know, if he sticks to that plan, we, in the future, you know, maybe we can get a Super Bowl or two.
No, I agree with you, Danny. Carson Wentz needs to stop diving into the end zone head first. Maybe head to the pylon, maybe. Stick the ball out. Maybe take a little hit on the left side, pushing you out of bounds. I mean, Mark Barron must have been licking his chops watching Carson Wentz head to the end zone. And I know there's talk that maybe he snapped the ACL before he got hit. I don't know about that. He got hit right in the knees, and it's unfortunate. Hopefully he learned from it. He's tremendous. MVP of the league, 33 touchdowns, 7 picks. He was on pace for over 40 touchdown passes. It's a shame. No, I get it, but he's a little reckless when he takes off. He really is. He may like the contact. It's not smart. Michael Vick, again, he wasn't a guy who got it either. He said he couldn't slide. Really? You're injured every 5 games, Mike. You better learn to slide. And Carson Wentz, you know, he's going to learn for it. It's a tough lesson. I get it. He's not going to be ready to start next season. They have to have a viable option at quarterback next season. Unbelievable that anyone would rather go into the playoffs with Nate Sudfeld than some of the veterans that I mentioned. Butch. And Chad's Ford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Butch?
Joe.
How you doing, man?
It's Butch, man. Joe, you got my blood boiling right now.
Oh, let's do it.
Let me tell you why it can't be Colin Kaepernick, okay? I have no problem with looking for the best backup that you can have. Maybe it's not Nate Sudfeld. I don't know who else is out there. But let me tell you why it can't be Colin Kaepernick, okay? Colin Kaepernick made his bed, okay? He decided that during the singing of the national anthem, which is a sacred thing to most people, okay, he was going to protest, okay? He has every right to protest, but when he cannot protest is during the singing of the national anthem.
Sure he can. Okay? He did it. I saw him do it.
He cannot.
No,
okay?
he did it. And I saw him do it.
I know.
What is that, Butch? Let me ask you. Let me stop. What does it have to do with winning football games?
I'm going to tell you why he's not on a football team, because the fans and the ownership do not want that kind of a message associated with their team.
Well, I feel, and Butch, I got to run. I got a break coming up. Well, I feel sorry for them. I think it's irresponsible of any owner who didn't even talk to Kaepernick. And forget about the fans, all right? The fans will always come back. They did for Michael Vick. They'll get over the Colin Kaepernick thing.
I agree.
They will. Trust me. Colin Kaepernick, if he ever stepped onto the field as a starting quarterback for this team, believe me, you would not see empty seats. Not for long. The Eagles are in the business of winning football games. And as a fan, you are in the business of rooting for the Eagles to win football games. Got to take a break. 610-632-0975. Give me a shout. I'm here till 6:50. Joe Stazak. And then I come back tonight after Les Flyers play the Buffalo Sabres 10 to midnight. Give me a call.
When you think NFL football, think 97.5 The Fanatic.
Lock It On The Fanatic all season for the latest news and information from the biggest names in football. Brian Westbrook, Sal Palantonio, Ron Jaworski, Adam Schefter, Peter King, Brian Baldinger, and Tim McManus. All weekly on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Includes $1,000 LA bonus.
You've heard it for years. If our emblem is not on the back of your car or truck, you probably did pay too much. And Chapman Chevy at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall makes sure that you always receive the lowest price on every new Chevy. Our entire staff at Chapman Chevrolet is paid on your satisfaction, not commission. By eliminating commissions, our pricing immediately becomes substantially less than our competitors. And it's the same low price for every customer, every day. Our customer experience managers will show you the genuine GM factory invoice and immediately subtract $1,000 from that invoice amount. Plus, you keep all factory rebates and incentives. It's that simple. So from a Cruze to a Corvette, an Equinox to a Suburban, you pay $1,000 below GM factory invoice. This isn't a sale. It's what we do every day. So if you want an honest, best price upfront policy, then Chapman Chevrolet is your best choice. Find new roads at Chapman Chevrolet at the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall or anytime at Chapman Sell Chevy.
Make this holiday season special with a timeless gift for everyone on your list. Time After Time offers a large selection of brands such as Pandora, Alex & Ani, Movado, Michael Kors, Citizen, and Bulova. Choose from today's top watch and jewelry trends. Need a quick gift idea? Shop the beautiful holiday gift sets by Pandora and Alex & Ani. Time After Time is the quick and convenient destination for all your holiday shopping needs. Why would you go anywhere else when you can get it all under one roof? Visit timeaftertimewatches.com to find a Time After Time location near you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. We have great gift ideas to fit every budget. Have someone hard to buy for? Try an O'Reilly gift card. They're available for any amount and can be used at any O'Reilly Auto Parts store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now that the holiday countdown has begun, count on CVS Pharmacy for all those last-minute little things you'll need to make the season feel special. You can find all of your holiday favorites in one place, like festive light sets, seasonal candles, and garland for the Christmas tree, all 25% off. And M&M's and Hershey's Kisses to fill the candy dish for your guests, now two for $6. So hurry into your neighborhood CVS Pharmacy and save big on all the little things you need this holiday. Restrictions apply. See circular for details.
I'm back, that little voice inside your head. You know what would save time? Doing holiday shopping while stocking up for your business. And right now, at Office Depot Office Max, you can save 20% on regular priced office supplies, furniture, and more. Get your 20% coupon at officedepot.com/radio or mention this ad in store. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16. Excludes tech, coffee, appliances, ink, and toner. See coupon for details.
Looking for a trustworthy place to tint or detail your car? Look no further. Go to Elite Glass Tinting, located at 751 Chester Pike in Prospect Park. Find out for yourself why we have been voted best of Delco 4 years in a row and how we continue to outperform the competition year after year. The area's only certified and authorized 3M and Ceramic Pro installers specializing in automotive, residential, and commercial window tinting, paint protection, auto detailing, and ceramic coatings as well. When only the best will do, come to EliteGlassTinting.net.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
Guys, the holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Shop now and get her all the gifts she'll love, like select fine jewelry for up to 60% off, plus an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. And get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. Get everything on her list for less than you think. Hurry in now, JCPenney. Coupon valid 12/14 to 12/16. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Other exclusions may apply. See store JCP.com for details.
Hear that? That's the sound of speechless.
Like when you give her an unforgettable gift from Jared the Galleria of Jewelry. Whether it's one of the hundreds of new pieces in our collection, one of the exclusive pieces you can only find at Jared, or a custom piece we create just for you, Jared is the place to find the gift.
I love it.
That takes her breath away. And that's why he went to Jared.
Guys, it's time to double down at Double Visions. Double the fun and double the women, dancing on two stages. Nothing stuffy, nothing fancy, just fun the old-fashioned way, times two. Play pool with your favorite entertainer in the hideout room or relax in the new VIP lounge. Find out why Double Visions was voted the number one club in the Northeast. Double Visions, great food, cold drinks, and of course, hot women. Open daily until 2, located on Easton Road, Horsham. Take the Willow Grove exit.
This Friday, it's the holiday party. Watch every Double Visions entertainer dancing all day and night as you enjoy a lavish buffet.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com. The sports talk continues right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Family and friends will like whatever you get them this holiday, but why not get them something they'll love? A Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for more details.
I was just at Walgreens because I'm getting a common cold. Trust me, it's anything but common. I have a cough and chest congestion. Luckily, Walgreens is right around the corner with the right relief fast. With brands like Robitussin, I get soothing action in seconds and cough relief for hours. Swing by your local Walgreens today and start feeling even better than common. Find great value on Robitussin cough relief products at Walgreens. Use as directed.
Toyotathon is on at Thompson Toyota. Get incredible deals on all your favorite Toyotas, like 0% APR on the all-new 2018 Camry and RAV4. 0% financing and Toyota Safety Sense is standard. You know, Thompson always gives you more with a free wash and vacuum with every service and free loaner cars. Experience the Thompson difference. Don't miss the biggest sales event of the year at Thompson Toyota in Doylestown. Visit thompsontoyota.net.
It's Joe Stazak on 97.5 The Fanatic.
.6:31 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Stazak here for about 14 more minutes in Flyers pregame show at that time. Playing the Sabres tonight, going for their fifth straight win. I must have hit some kind of chord. Lines are lighting up. I'm just trying to help you be better fans. Once again, as an Eagle fan, you root for the decals on the helmet, not the name on the back. You are in the business, just like the Eagles, of winning football games. It's not about being against kneeling or protesting the flag. You are in the business of winning football games. Can't stress that enough. Let's go to Ian in Jersey on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ian?
Joey, my man.
What's up, brother?
Let me preface this call with two things. One, I'm a huge Jets fan, okay? But I listen to the station all the time. Number two, I do not agree at all with anything that Colin Kaepernick did. But you know what? We have veterans in this country that fight for the right to do what he did. Do I agree with it? Absolutely not. Do I agree with anything? No, not at all. But you know what? You gotta be blind to the whole football, NFL, everything, if you don't think that Colin Kaepernick gives you the best chance. I've been crying all year for Mike Maccagnan up in New York to get him. Or are we going to keep running out 38-year-old Josh McCown? Absolutely not. We need something. And I'll tell you what, the guy got a bad deal because he opened his mouth and he tried to stand up for something. Whatever. That's not the point. The point is you have the best seed right now. You guys are going to kick butt when it comes, your defense is, everything is great. Everything is good. Nick Foles, great backup. Everything's good, but you are totally right. You need to back the guy up, get Kaepernick in there, and everybody needs to shut their mouth and forget about it and let the guys play football and go and win. Because you know what? I'm rooting for you guys. I'm a Jets fan, and I root for you guys. I got a lot of family that are Eagles fans and everything, but you know what? You got to be dumb if you think that I don't even know the guy's name. What's his name?
Nate Sudfeld. Ian, I appreciate it. I got to run. Ian, you have wisdom beyond your years. Dylan in Churchville. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dill?
What's going on, Joe? Just in traffic, heading to the Flyers for a straight win.
Oh, very nice. Have a good time tonight. You want to call me after the game? Please do.
Definitely will. I actually am calling up and more talking about Kaepernick.
Sure.
I'm hearing all these people calling, you know, saying he was disrespecting the military, all this. People who say that have no idea what he was doing.
I agree.
And I'm a patriot. I agree. It was not the best thing to do during the anthem. But guess what? Talking to reporters after the game, talking to Stephen A. Smith, he's not going to get his point across and getting this country talking.
Oh, he got this country talking. I mean, he got the result he wanted, the desired result he achieved.
He did, and he sacrificed millions of dollars to do it. And you know what? I tell you the truth, I think he's being a second or third string quarterback, he deserves to be rewarded with that going into a playoff run.
I agree, Dylan. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is going to be a big deal. And he might not see any playing time. Nikki Franchise might go the distance. They're getting to the NFC title game. Say Nikki Franchise goes down in the NFC title game. You really expect Nate Sudfeld to come in and bail this team out? This is a very special season. They don't come around all that often. It has been derailed. I get it. I'm just as upset as all you all out there, the Carson Wentz is out for the year. This is a very special season, though. And it's irresponsible to have Nate Sudfeld as your backup when so much is on the line. Omar in Hardeesville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Omar?
Hey, Joe. What's going on, man? Let me preface this by saying in the beginning of the week, I was really depressed. Now I'm slowly starting to get out of it. And now I hear that we got this Nate, whatever, Sudfeld kid back up.
No one even, I mean, most of the people have no idea who their backup, you know, is. And you're hearing Nate Sudfeld for the first time.
Yeah, especially with knowing how the offensive line is doing and how we're a little weak, I think, on the right side. I mean, it's just a little scary to know that if Nick Foles could go down, like you said, in the NFC Championship game, and then what? We're screwed. We don't know what to do.
Screwed is something they would have to be about 10 times less screwed to just be screwed. Nicky Foles isn't infallible. He's not Superman. He's been injured before. If you recall when he was here the first time, he gives this team at least a puncher's chance of getting to the Super Bowl. I don't know if he's going to outplay 12, if 12 gets there. I have no idea, but there are more pieces than just the quarterback. I get it. It's the most important position in all of sports. They battled through Darren Sproles being out for the year. Jason Peters out for the year. Jordan Hicks out for the year. It's a much bigger injury. I get all that. But if you're all about next man up and I'm talking to the fan base, then grab your junk, hold it tight, and let's go. Joe in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
Hey, thanks for the call. Listen, I'm a lifelong 49ers fan living in Philadelphia. And I couldn't be more happier for the Eagles with the year they've been having. But I think that the team has an obligation to itself and to the fans to take good use of this awesome season you're having. And it really doesn't come down to what you've been charged with or what you do on your personal time or what you believe in. If the Eagles walk down Broad Street hailing a trophy, I guarantee you people will not be turning their backs on Colin Kaepernick, a guy who took the Eagles to, the Niners, to three consecutive conference championships.
Yes.
In a competitive division.
That's exactly right. Three straight NFC title games.
That's all I got. Have a good one.
Thanks. Hey, I appreciate it, Joey, and one Super Bowl. That's Colin Kaepernick's resume. Now, I get it. He didn't play or hasn't played for a year. Does he have a better arm than Nate Sudfeld? Can he extend plays better than Nate Sudfeld? Does he have better career numbers than Nate Sudfeld? Remember, Nate Sudfeld, the first pass he throws when he gets into the game will be the first pass he throws in the National Football League. Right now, he's thrown as many touchdown passes as I have. Matt in Jersey on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Matty?
I think you're being absolutely disrespectful.
To who?
Nate Sudfeld. Give
okay, no disrespect, Nate Sudfeld. You're not ready to step in and take this team to a Super Bowl.
How do we know that?
Are you serious? Who gives you a better chance of winning?
Senior year at Indiana. Number one, Ohio State.
That's tremendous.
Number 10, Iowa. Number 15, Michigan.
That's
and
great.
Had great games.
He had a nice
ball.
College career. How'd he do against the Vikings? How'd he do against the Seahawks? How'd he do against the Packers?
What do you
That's
want him
right.
To do?
And it is not the time, and I appreciate it, man. It's not the time to see if Nate Sudfeld can play in this league. John and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Just want to make a comment on Kaepernick. I mean, you know, we're talking about a backup to our backup. And the thing with Kaepernick is, you know, really what he did that set people off, it has nothing to do with the military. It's the socks that he wore with police pigs dressed in police officer uniforms. And he just really picked a bad topic to go after. And I think he knew the consequences. And this is the consequences. You know,
he's paying the price. You know, probably, he's paying the price right now.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to think about what you do. You know, you have free speech and you can go out and say what you want, but you can't control the reaction of the people hearing what you said. I think you say the NFL is all about winning. Sure, the only way Colin Kaepernick will redeem himself is to bring a Super Bowl to Philadelphia, and a lot of fans wouldn't care if that happened.
Right.
But the reality of it is that NFL is about winning, and it's about making money. And the reality of it is, you bring a guy in like him who kind of rubs people the wrong way, then you jeopardize yourself making money, which then becomes more important than winning.
I appreciate it, John. Nothing is more important than winning in the National Football League. Nothing. Again, the NFL employs domestic abusers, criminals, addicts, drug abusers. And Colin Kaepernick can't find a job because he kneeled during the national anthem. Again, I'm in concussion protocol because I think I smashed my head on a door or something. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Dave in South Philly on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Dave?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, man, how you doing?
I was watching ESPN on Tuesday, and I'm all in for getting a guy like Kaepernick as a backup. I mean, this season's very special. We got a very well-rounded offense, as long as the play calling is balanced, incredible defense, enough to win the Super Bowl, in my opinion. And I'm all in on Nick Foles. But I saw RG3 breaking down film play of Nicky Foles and Carson Wentz. And I swear, if he was interviewing for the job by doing all this. What's your thoughts on RG3?
He's better than Nate Sudfeld. If you don't want to go after Cap for whatever reason, go after RG3. I'm cool with that. I'm not, Colin Kaepernick, he's not Superman to me. I'm saying you got to go after some kind of backup quarterback to Nick Foles to be in a position to keep going if something happens to Nick Foles.
Who do you think is a smarter quarterback and could fit into the offense and run the RPO the way Carson did, Cap or RG3?
I'm going to go Cap. To be honest, I think Cap's a better player. He hasn't played well. I get all that. He was in San Francisco. That's dreck. There was a mass exodus of the talent they had. Still, last year in 12 games, 16 touchdowns, 4 picks. He secures the football. Mike on a cellular on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Michael?
Yes, I don't know that it's an either or one option. I think we ought to look at securing our line, our offensive line, and protecting Foles. I mean, why don't we go out and shore up our offensive line and get a backup quarterback, whether it's RG3 or whomever's out there? But the problem is we don't want Foles to go down, so let's protect him better. Let's make sure that we stack tight ends on the left side of the line, or we stack a running back on the left side to protect. But let's also get some backup linemen, because we've got two banged up linemen as well as a Hall of Famer who's not coming back to the playoffs. So Let's get some linemen, and let's get a backup quarterback. It's not just focused on a backup quarterback.
I appreciate it, Mike. The problem is, if you want to go double tight ends to the left, Big V's getting beat to the inside. He's getting beat to the inside. A tight end to his left isn't going to do it. And anyway, do you know any viable offensive linemen out there? Any viable left tackles? If there were, they'd be playing for someone. Ashley in Mount Airy on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Ash?
Hey, man. Like, are we? Is this the mess that I'm hearing for the past two days? Sudfeld? What's his name? Nate Sudfeld? Like
Nathaniel Sudfeld.
This is ridiculous. Three quick points. One, if he's so great for all the people that keep calling up, why wasn't he backing up Carson Wentz since he's so great?
He's not. He's not great. He hasn't done a thing in the National Football League.
Two, I'm a brother. Every time I try to limit my anger for this, it just keeps getting right back up when people call in with this stupid mess.
It's like, unbelievable. Ash, I'm sorry. I got to run, and I know Jimmy, Patrick, and Eric are still on the line. Call me tonight if you want. We're going to be talking more about this at 10 o'clock. Marcus Hayes will join us then. By the way, the 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Delilah's always on top. Flyers pregame coming up next. Joe Stazak. Appreciate everyone for calling in with their opinions. I'm on 10 to midnight tonight. Give me a call. I am out of here, and I will talk to you later. Late.